China Youth Daily recently reported that high salaries and decent benefit packages are no longer priorities for Chinese job seekers fresh out of college. Another interesting change is that first-tier cities like Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Shenzhen are losing the appeal among the graduates born after 1995 and before the millennium. In Chinese, they're called 九五后, or dubbed the post-95 generation. So I suppose because these guys are recently graduating, and there's one thing about society that I don't appreciate that much, that is there is so much focus on the young people. Mm-hmm. When you're not a person of that group anymore, you feel neglected to some extent. But anyhow, Lai Meng, tell me more about this survey and the highlights that you spotted.
All right. The Center for Social Research, Peking University, and Jiaoping.com, that's a job hunting platform, they've jointly conducted a survey, and by interviewing 450,000 undergraduates and over 30,000 enterprises nationwide. So that's a lot of in-depth research. Anyway, the survey revealed that around 66% of the respondents believe the sense of achievement is the strongest driver of work enthusiasm, followed by salary incentives. Meanwhile, data show that graduates have always considered ideal employers those who respect the staff and including those who honor their commitments to the employees. And the report shows that most of the graduates born after the year 1995 emphasize space for personal development most while seeking a job, and 76.6% chose this as their most valued factor, while 68.6% still considered salary as the most important factor.
Mm.
In a sense, you feel like He Yang mentioned, that job seekers should always put space for growth and also salary as the priorities. But still, I believe those people born after 1995, they are still being practical. They are being reasonable in what they look for when they look for the jobs. Because really, when you are young, when you're fresh out of college, when you're looking for a job, you are basically a piece of fresh meat that is to be put on a table to be cut. So there isn't a lot of bargaining power from you, in a sense that you can't really argue or bargain for a very fat salary. Instead, probably you should focus on the room for personal development, because that's really what's going to count in the long term. And also the sense of achievement, that's really is important. That affects how you feel. Even though sometimes the company may not be paying you immediately a lot of salary, but as long as you get the sense of achievement, you feel like you are growing every day, there's that strength, there's that power in your heart that would keep you going.
Well, Nilo, when you saw this, what do you think of this younger generation of people? Are they different?
First of all, I have to agree with you. I almost laughed when you said, you know, like, there's so much focus on, especially the, I would like to call them the Generation Y. These are the post-95, born post probably 93 or 95 and onwards. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I feel you, because I feel like our generation was the least talked about.
Well, it's we like, got a lot of flack when we were young.
I'm not
young.
Sure. I don't remember like so much news talking about our generation. I don't remember that. But now, when you turn on the news, you go on social media, it's all about the younger generation, the Generation Y. And just to add on top of what Lai Ming just said, yes, a lot of young people might not be looking for salary as the first thing when they're going into the job market. But I don't feel like it's because they need the money, because when you look at previous generations, people were going to work because they needed the money. They needed the money. And now, this generation has a lot more options. You can freelance, you can have so many part-time jobs, and a lot of them are not very ambitious enough to, they don't want the big things like houses and cars like our, like previous generations wanted. For them, it's more about the experience and personal satisfaction. And also, they do know that they have that option where they can go back to live with their parents if they don't have the money or if things don't work out in the job market. And hence, in most cases, they've been dubbed, you know, the lazy generation. They're just lazy, but they're also tech savvy and stuff like that. So I think, as much as I do agree with you, Lai Ming, that they probably, if you're getting into the job market and you're just starting, of course, salary, you can't ask for a lot of money because you're not very experienced. But at the same time, there's also the other side where they're not really ambitious enough to really want much money. So that's why we end up calling them, you know, lazy.
That's so interesting. Lai Ming, what do you think about the key points that Nila just mentioned that really caught my attention? There's the younger generation being lazy and also that they're just not ambitious enough. What do you think about that?
I feel like even my generation, at least me, if I could represent my generation, I think even my generation are not really as enthusiastic about the jobs as people, let's say, born in the 1970s. I mean, because like Nila just mentioned, because people of my generation, our parents are probably better paid than people born in the 1970s than their parents. So I imagine that sort of afforded us the ability to be a little willful in the job decisions that we make. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine the same thing for people born after the 1995, because that way their parents will probably be even more well paid and therefore will be able to support them for a longer while. Mm. And as such, I think these young people are probably in their own right when they decide to sort of take some risks. Or and also the since China's economy has been growing and the design of an advanced economy is in the variety and the availability of freelancing jobs. And I think my wife used to be a freelance interpreter for a while, and then I was happy that there's a job for her in the market, regardless of her employment status. So I think, the availability of freelance jobs is also one factor that we should account for.
Yeah, I think certainly society has progressed in the sense that Chinese people have more choices, and that is something that I suppose as someone who's the member of the later half of the 1980s generation, I feel like for our generation, when we were kids, we still... I'll just use my example. I don't think I can represent anybody, but just offer a little window, an example right here. When I was a little girl, our family used to live in a bungalow. So that's just one room. Mm-hmm. And... there's only room for a double bed and a sofa, a pull-out sofa that can be turned into a bed at night. And the bathroom and the kitchen were all outside of this bungalow, and we had to share the bathroom with other people and those kind of things. But I think with the younger generation, especially the urban people, not a lot of them have experienced this kind of living condition, because most of them probably were born in an apartment in a high-rise building, that kind of thing. So we're all a product of our time, and that will determine the ways we think and the choices we make. So now, I suppose in a way, I'm happy to see that the younger generation has more choices and can afford to not just go for the highest paid job kind of thing. And I think it's a healthy way of looking at your career, that when you're young, you have the chances of the world to fall on your face and pick yourself up again. So the space for growth and seeing what opportunities out there, I think that's what you want to seize, and that's where you grow. But okay, young people can think as much as they can about what they want. But what about the employment situation now? I like to know, okay, how many graduates are we expecting in 2019?
Ooh. Well, in the first quarter of 2017, actually, post-95 job hunters occupy 32% of the overall job seekers, making them the core group in the job hunting market. Then that was 2 years ago. And this year, the Ministry of Education said in November that a total of 8.34 million college students are expected to graduate in 2019, which will face great challenges in finding jobs or starting businesses. And as a result, and also in the aftermath of ongoing trade dispute, there's, well, certainly there's a ceasefire in between currently, but there's still the extra tariffs on imports on both countries between China and the US, so that certainly has affected the economy somewhat. And as a result, the government has ruled out all kinds of, I would say, preferential policies. And yesterday I read in the paper that the government is offering exemption from personal income tax for those who are willing to start a business.
So starting a business, but I just find that to be such a big challenge for most people, I feel. But
yeah,
but so, certainly that is maybe one way of avoiding seeking employment and maybe growth.
Well, entrepreneurship certainly is a very valuable way or very valuable ethics or virtue in this country. Because if you think about it, when somebody starts a business and when they're successful, they not only solve their own employment problem, but they also provide job opportunities to other people. So I think that's the right way. I mean, for a government to roll out a preferential policy to those people.
And I think the government is probably just trying, has studied well these younger people, and they're just trying to tap into their interests, such that when you look at, I've met a lot of Chinese friends who actually fall into this category of people, whereby they're not very satisfied working for somebody else or following the traditional rules or the traditional policies of a company. They want flexibility. They're more free-spirited. They're much more risk takers compared to us who you know, we have grown up knowing that we need to be employed. But for the younger generation, they want to be able to be in control of their time, because for them, I think for once, they believe that as much as going to work and earning and making money is important, my own time, my me time is also equally important. So that's why we've come up with this generation where we're seeing a lot of startup companies, because everybody wants to own their own company, in turn being in control of how they space out or schedule their time.
This also reflects that actually there's an environment for people to start their business, so at least they have a chance that they can succeed somehow.
Yeah, well, okay, I hate to be the damper here, but we know that, you know, like 2% of the new companies actually survive after the first year or something like that. So certainly, you know, if you have the spirit and you have the capital and you're okay with it, if there's a chance, a big chance that you don't get it back. Oh, I am just not very motivational, I suppose. But you know, just to point out the risks as well.
Encourage our young to pursue their dreams.
Pursue your dreams. And,
well,
you know,
I think you just never know. Like in life, like, we don't know what's going to happen later this evening, but we're just taking a chance and still, you know, hoping we're still here, or, you know, some. So it's the same thing, you know. It's about just, you know, being more confident that the next minute we're going to still be alive, or the next minute something better is going to happen in our lives. So you just never know. It's the same thing, and I think that's the trick that these young people are applying when it comes to starting their own business. It's a risk, but at the same time, they know it's a risk that's worth taking. If it fails, then they know they learned something, and they will go back to, you know, go back to their parents, who are usually very willing to welcome them back home.
Well, yeah, that's the thing about
Chinese
parents. Well,
except my parents, though.
Chinese parents are usually quite welcoming in that way, and very supportive of their kids and also grown-up kids. There's also one thing that caught my attention that made me laugh a little bit. Yes, as someone who's worked for certainly more than a couple of years. Okay, so these young job seekers, apparently a large percentage of them say that they are also putting a lot of emphasis on how well the common room is stacked, meaning that there's really nice, like, complimentary snacks or afternoon tea, you know, the really nice benefits.
That's preferably a gym.
Oh, and the gym.
A sleeping pod.
Yes.
Like, companies these days are creating rooms for you to take a nap.
All these things that my generation just never expected it, nor did we require it, of course. But now it seems like these younger people, they put down in this questionnaire that this is something that they value a lot. So if this company provides all these fancy amenities, then that's a major plus. And I guess there's the, as you grow older, you just become more conservative. And I'm thinking, I don't even get that, okay? And I'm not asking for that either when I'm looking for a job. Not like I'm looking for one right now, boss. So certainly, I mean, with these young people with zero experience, and this is what they want, and I wouldn't say demand, but they're sort of saying that, hey, I like that. What do you say about that, Lai Mei?
Well, I think we are the products of our time. I mean, I specifically remember being shocked when I was working as an intern at a news media called Caijing before it split into two media organizations focused on finance and economics. And I remember that I saw this pantry in the office area, and then I saw there were coffee, there were... There were bread, there were other stuff, fancy stuff that I didn't even know of.
Sound like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I suddenly behaved somewhat like Alice in Wonderland, I guess, at that point. I mean, that's our time. That was our time. I mean, certainly nowadays, young people, they grow up in a world with more advanced understanding about corporate culture. I mean, nowadays, you seldom go to a company without seeing those fancy amenities provided by the company. I mean, a sleeping pod or talk about, is it the Amazon or Google or Apple? They have fancy all kinds of amenities. You can even bring your child there and they have a childcare. So... nowadays, the corporate culture has advanced to a point that it is important to provide the employees with such amenities in order to boost their efficiency. I mean, that's the right way to go. And I don't blame young people for wanting that kind of service when they look for jobs.
Yeah, and I totally do agree with you. It's not even about increasing the efficiency. It's also about, in this day and age, we know that millennials, they like to do job hopping. So companies now know that this generation is rewriting the rules of the corporate culture. And so for them to be able to be retained or to retain the good talent, they have to do the things that these people want so that they don't lose them to other, other companies. So I think it's in a way, for us, we look at them like they're being spoiled. But then again, like you said, we are all products of our own generation. So
yeah, and you guys taught me a really good lesson with the very open attitude and appreciative attitude you two have. That just because my generation or I don't have it, I should not condemn nor envy the younger people that dream of it or have it. And well, there's plenty of things to be envy of the younger generation. I mean, young is one thing that we seem to all enjoy. But anyhow, there is also another thing that caught my attention, and I like to bring it up to you guys. That is, apparently, the lure of first-tier cities is dwindling. So first-tier cities in China are the mega cities that are dotted here in China, and we're talking about Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen, these big cities that have more than 20 million population, like, living here. So how do you read into that? What does this say about the younger generation when they don't seem to be attracted to the top places to live in China?
I mean, you can only look for opportunities where they are. I mean, currently, we can tell that actually first-tier cities in China, they're fast becoming saturated. And if you read the plans of different cities, they actually are gunning for talents that are super high-end and information technology, financial, that kind of services. But not every student has had a major in financial management or that sort of thing. I mean, you've got to find a job somewhere. And at the moment, the general tendency is that second-tier cities, they're fast becoming the future first-tier cities. Talk about Xi'an and Nanjing and Wuhan. So they are actually ruling out very generous policies that would attract a lot of young people to settle down, be it household registration policies, or be it housing purchase subsidies, that sort of thing. So many cities have realized that the the future lies in the amount of talents they can attract. I mean, certainly you want them to settle down and pay tax and work and that sort of thing.
Oh, that sounds like the essence of an adult life. And welcome to the club, young people.
And also don't forget that a lot of these young people, they realize, you know, they're not really after the fast-paced life. Some of them just want to relax and, you know, have a slower life and be happy. When you're living in a big city, you're constantly under pressure. There's a lot of competition. And some people don't really need this to be happy. So they rather go, they understand there's a reason why every year when you look at the list of the happiest places on earth are the smaller cities where the pace of life is much slower. So they might as well go for an equally big city that's not as busy as, say, Beijing.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I understand that sometimes the older people, I mean, even if you're just in your 30s and when you look at the younger generation and you're thinking, how could you not strive for the top job, the fast pace, the top whatever?
Because the top jobs would come seeking them.
Well, really?
Yeah, if you consider the rate of population growth in this country, then yeah.
Yeah, so there is a lot of change that's happening and certainly clash of opinion, but you only get to be young once, and it just give it a couple more years, and then.
That sounds so.
Better.
Not really.
You're listening to Roundtable.